Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you open our eyes, that we can see the wonderful thing that's written, not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, so that we have a deeper understanding of who you are and what does the Lord require of us to do. And I pray that you fill us with your Holy Spirit, and so that we understand your word, and on top of that, and we truly know you and know you better. And we want to follow you all the days of our life, so that we be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is the reason why I say that? The title is, May the Word of the Lord be fulfilled in our life. And I want you to write that down within your heart. It is only the will of the Lord, or the word of the Lord, or the promises of the Lord be fulfilled in our lives. I want you to write down Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What does it mean by trust in the Lord? Trust in His word. Trust in His will. Trust in His promise with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Unfortunately, Esau leaned on his own understanding, and this fellow never changed. And in the end, he didn't get the blessing. In verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. When you realize you are wrong, you needed to be changed, and so as to get the blessing. Unfortunately, Esau never changed. He keep on doing what he's doing, and in the end, he didn't get the blessing. Instead, he get a cursing. Proverbs chapter 16 say the same thing. 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do. Commit to the Lord whatever you do means whatever you do, do God's way. Don't do your own way. And then your plans will succeed. And this is a very serious lesson that we all have to learn. We mentioned that a week ago, that in chapter 9, Romans, verse 4, the adoption as son is there, is the people of Israel. There is the divine glory. There is the covenant. There is the receiving of the law. There's the temple worship. The promises are theirs. And yet they don't get the blessing. Why? And there's the patriarch. And from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ. And yet they don't get Jesus Christ. Because they don't have His word hidden in His heart. So last week I talked about only those who receive God's promise are the children of promise, not the natural children. From Hagar is Ishmael. From Keturah, there are 6 sons. Totally, 7 of them, they don't get blessing. They are the natural children of Abraham. Only one son is a child of promise. Next year, this time, you give birth to a son. You name him Isaac. So we know that only the child or children of promise receive the blessing. The natural children do not get the blessing. The child of promise, that means it's a supernatural children. Is their life changed by the word of God. They walk according to the word of the Lord. And they are the one who get the blessing. And now, today, we talk about those who are chosen by God according to God's will get the blessing. Chosen by God. The key word is in the God purpose in election may stand. God's purpose in election. If God has chosen you, you will be saved. Now, I read that one more time, because what Paul say is a commentary of what he understood when he read the Old Testament. Just like some editor in the newspaper tell you the story, and then if he's a good editor, at the end, he explained what do we learn from this story. And he say that in verse 10. Not only that, in order to be the adoption as son, not only to be the children of God's promise, also has to be chosen by God, ordained by God, destined by God. Not only that, not only verse 6 to verse 9, he gives us another insight. But Rebekah's children has one and the same father, our father Isaac. Yet before the twin were born, or has done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election may stand, not by works, but by him who called, she was told, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. I want to stop here. Paul is a good and faithful servant of the Lord. If I use the word in Matthew chapter 25, I call him good, faithful, and useful. Because when he study Old Testament, he don't just study a small portion of it and draw his theology. He study the entire text, which is in Genesis. And he also study the last book of the Old Testament in the Christian Bible called Malachi. He studied the first book. He read it all the way to the end in Malachi, and then he draw this conclusion. He is a good man. Some people read the Bible, only a portion of it, and thinking that he understood, and then draw a conclusion, and draw the wrong conclusion. And those people who are diligent in studying the word of the Lord, just like Paul, you better listen to him. You forsake him, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8, I'm afraid that you forsake the God who give you the Holy Spirit. Then you are in deep, deep trouble. So, take a look of verse 10. Not only that, but Rebekah's children has one and the same father, our father Isaac. So what does it mean? It means, go back to verse 8. In other words, it is not the natural children who are God's children, but it is the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. For this is how the promise was stated. At the appointed time, I will return and Sarah will have a son. On top of that, in verse 7, nor because they are his descendants are they all Abraham's children. On the contrary, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. It is through Isaac your offspring will be reckoned. We know that through Isaac, on top of that, through his wife Rebecca, and they have only two child. They are twins. So supposedly, two of them get blessing. Am I right? That's the fact of life. How come two of them supposed to get the blessing, and how come at the end of the days, one did not get the blessing? Why? The other one, he despised God's word. He did not listen to God's word. He has no God's word within his heart. He has no God's love within his heart. You know what? If I say the Pharisee in the New Testament, Jesus said there are two things in their own heart. Would you please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 38, chapter 5, verse 42. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 38. God's word is not in the heart of Pharisee. They follow the very footstep of Esau. Verse 42. God's love is not in their heart. They don't love God. They don't love His word. They supposed to get the blessing. But they, at the end of their life, they don't get blessing. Why? Because they have no love of God. Why? Is it so serious? Chapter 5. Verse 38, they don't have God's word within their heart. 542, they don't have God's love within their heart. What did God say? God say, I love those who loves me. 8:17, Proverbs. Esau doesn't love God. So, at the end of his life, the Bible says, I hate him. He didn't even know. Those who seek me, find me. And then the Bible goes and saying, those who find me, finds life. 836. Those who find me find life. Those who fail to find me despise his own life, love death. Turn to the Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 36. Whoever fails to find me, harm himself. Those who hate me, love death. Whoever finds me, finds life. And not only finds life, if you find God, you find life and you receive favor from the Lord. So that's why 8:34, the Bible say, blessed is Jacob who listened to me and watching at my door and waiting at my doorway. 8:33, listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore God's word. You ignore God's word, you are in deep trouble. Spend time daily and study His word. Know His promises. Not the natural children receive blessing. It's the one, the children of promise receive the blessing. You don't have God's promise within your heart, you are in deep trouble, man. A lot of Christians, they don't know that. Because the pastor don't tell them. Some pastors, they don't even know themselves. Because they only study a portion of the scripture. They don't study in detail. They don't know why Esau don't get the blessing. And only Jacob get the blessing. Say that one more time. Go back to Proverbs. Go back to Romans chapter 9. The Bible say, only the, keep going. On the contrary, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Through Isaac, there's two sons, Esau and Jacob. In other words, they are supposed to receive blessing. Now I want you to remember one thing. When they are in their in Rebekah belly and they're fighting, and then the Bible say verse 22 chapter 25 Genesis, the baby Esau and the baby Jacob jostle each other, fighting with each other within her. And then she said, why is this happening to me? So he went to inquire of the Lord. Rebekah prayed to God, why? And asked for the wisdom. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger. Brother and sister, the older will serve the younger. There's nothing wrong. I want you to write that down. The older will serve the younger, just like Jesus Christ is the firstborn son. Did he serve us? Save our life? Did he serve us? Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with the older serving the younger. But Esau didn't like that. He opposed God's word. The older will serve the younger. If he submit to God's word, write that down. Proverbs chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, right? Go back to Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't ever think the older will serve the younger. There's something wrong with that. In all your way, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge that. This is what the Lord said to your mother, Rebekah. That is God's word. You acknowledge His word, acknowledge His promise before you were born. He will do you a lot of good. And He will make you a straight path, and He will lead you to heaven. But that guy, he did not trust in God's word. And then you take a look at Esau. What did he do? At the end of chapter 25, so Esau despised his birthright. Did the Lord hate him? No, I don't think so. If the Lord hates him, He won't be the firstborn. He's the firstborn. On top of that, his father, Isaac, wasn't a spiritual man, because Isaac, at that time, did not fear God. And he did not put God's word within his heart also. In verse 28, Isaac, who has a taste for wild game. That's why Isaac loved Esau. But Rebecca loved Jacob. Keep on. You know the story? Everybody knows the story. The end of chapter 26, in verse 34, when Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and also Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. Two of his wives are from Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. Two of his wives are no good. I want you to write that down. Esau did not get the blessing, and even his two wives are no good. If his wife is good, his wife could have said, "Hey, husband, don't do things like that, because the Lord will not bless you." And two of his wife doesn't know God's word either. Not only grieved Isaac, also grieved Rebekah. Now I want to stop here. The Bible didn't say anything about that. And this is what I'm thinking. But I think this is pretty accurate. Don't you think Isaac's wife Rebekah is not from the land of Canaan, right? What is his father say to the chief servant? The NIV say it's a chief servant, and the footnote say it's the oldest servant, and send him to where he come from and get a wife for Isaac. And I think as a father, we would tell our children, you know, I don't get married from a woman in the land of Canaan. I go back. My father asked the older servant to bring me a wife from the east, far away from where I come from. But this son, when they hear their parents saying, they don't put it in their heart. They keep on doing their own thing. In the marriage, there's a big mistake. You marry a woman doesn't know God's word, you're in deep trouble. Because your wife supposed to be your helper. Am I right? If your helper cannot help you, you're in deep trouble. I don't care how good you are as a supervisor. If all the people who work under you are no use, you are useless also. Okay, keep going. You say, "Well, Pastor John, that may be your imagination." I say, "Yes, it may be my imagination." But by the time Esau know that what he has done is wrong, and he keep on doing the wrong thing. I go back to chapter 27, how Jacob deceived his father, Isaac, to get the blessing. And then his father blessed him as if he blessed Esau. I read that verse 27. "So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes is the firstborn son clothing, he blessed him and said," because at that time when he blessed him, he thought he's Esau, but not knowing that, that is Jacob. "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of heaven's dew and of earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and people bow down to you. I want you to circle that. May nations serve you. May the people bow down to you. This is not a wishful prayer, wishful thinking. No. This prayer is according to God's word. Because he remember what the Lord has said to his father. I want you to write that down. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. The Lord said, I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the star in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendant will take possessions of the city of their enemy, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, and because you have obeyed me. Brother and sister, when you bless people, you don't bless people according to your wishful thinking, because that kind of blessing will not be fulfilled, man. You can say whatever you like to say. It doesn't work that way. When you pray according to God's word, your prayer will be fulfilled. If you have no word of God within your heart, your prayer, your blessing are useless. When Isaac blessed his son, he said, may God give you of heaven's dews and of earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you, and people bow down to you. Be Lord over your brother. Circle the word. Be Lord over your brother. You write down. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. The older will serve the younger. He should know better. And yet, when he wants to bless his son Esau, he changed God's word. The older is to serve the younger. But then he say, may the sons of your mother bow down to you. Be Lord over your brother. And may those who curse you be cursed. May those who bless you be blessed. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 12. This is what God say to Abraham in verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curse you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. When Isaac blessed his son Esau with the word, be Lord over your brother, that's wrong. He shouldn't do that. So he's not a good father. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And then later on in verse 33, Isaac trembled violently and said, Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came, and I blessed him. And then he said, indeed, he will be blessed. When he blessed his son Jacob, he thought he is Esau. But he's not Esau, he's Jacob. Okay? He's supposed to know from his wife saying, the older will serve the younger. But he ignored God's word. As a father, you ignore God's word. Very likely, your children will ignore God's word. But when he realized that, he blessed the wrong people. because his son, younger son, deceived him. He could have said, I changed the blessing. I void it. But he didn't change it. He turned around, his life was changed by God's word. Do you see that? He could have changed the blessing, but he didn't change it. Entire Bible tells us, God loved you so much to save your life. Once he saved your life, he's going to change your life. You can do whatever you like, but at the end of the day, he's going to change your life. If you do not allow him to change your life will be destroyed. He realized he's wrong. He did not go on sinning against God and say, change the blessing. Later on, Esau said to him, verse 38, do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father. Then Esau wept aloud. His father Isaac did not bless him. The Bible says, his father Isaac answer him. He didn't say bless him, answer him. That is a life changing. The reason why Isaac, God say, I am the God of your father Abraham, and I am the God of Isaac. Because Isaac's life was changed. Changed by the word of God. And that's why he gets blessed. Only the child or children of promise will get the blessing. He could have been a stiff-necked people, refused to change, and he could have cursed his son and rebuilt him. He didn't. His father Isaac answered Esau, your dwelling will be away from the earth's richness, away from the dew of heavens above. Verse 39 is the opposite of verse 28. Jacob get that. Esau didn't get that blessing. Verse 40. And you will live by the sword, and you will serve your brothers. And he keep on saying that now. He know that you are the firstborn, you are the older one, but you will serve your brother. And that's God's word. He not only do God's word, he proclaimed God's word. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. Those people who read in Chinese Bible, I want you to make the changes in verse 39. 地上的肥土 不为你所住啊。 Chinese translation is wrong. 天上的甘露啊，不为你所得啊。 You don't get it. So in this process, in Genesis chapter 27, there's a big contrast between 27 and 25. 25, the Bible says, Isaac loved Esau because he has a taste for wild game. Rebecca loved Jacob. Isaac's life was changed, and I think his son Jacob know that. Later on, when Jacob talked to his father-in-law, take a look at his sin. Turn to Genesis chapter 31, verse 42. If the God of my father the God of Abraham. You know, Jacob could have said, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. He didn't say that. Listen carefully, verse 42. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac. Isaac's life was changed because he feared God, man. You write that down. He feared God. At first, he didn't fear God. You write down Genesis chapter 25, verse 28. He loved the one God hate. He ignored God's word. He despised God's word. He didn't fear God. He didn't shun evil. He followed his own flesh. Later on, he didn't change his blessing. He knows that's the right thing to do. He said, God's will be done. Even his son realized it. My father feared God. That's why he dare not change the blessing. And that's why Jacob said, if the God of my father has not been with me, you, his father-in-law, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hand. And last night, he rebuked me. Father and sister, whether you fear God or not, your children know that. Whether you obey God's word, your children know that. Jacob is a smart guy. He knows God's word. And he obeyed God's word. Now, I want to go back. Talk about life changing. Esau never changed his life. Keep on doing his own thing. You say, Pastor John, how do you know that? Go back. Genesis 27. After the blessing his father gave it to his younger brother, and just his father answer his request, but did not bless him. And then, verse 41, chapter 27, Esau has a grudge against Jacob because the blessing his father has given him. He said to himself, listen to me, he said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob. I want to circle the word, I will kill my brother Jacob. Hold on a second. What is God's will? What's God's promise? God's promise is right beside kill my brother Jacob. That means he ignored his mother's teaching. He is a simple son, he is a foolish son. He didn't listen to his mother. His mother said, the older will serve the younger. And one people will be stronger than the other. The younger will be stronger than the older. And then the Bible says, in verse 27, in verse 29, in chapter 27. Isaac blessed his son Jacob, say, may those who curse you be cursed, may those who bless you be blessed. He know that, and he still want to kill his brother. He is a foolish son. He despised God's word. He not only despised, I want you to write that down. He said to himself in his heart, I want to kill him. That means he wants to get cursing from God. You know what? If a person doesn't have God's word, he just do whatever he likes to do. He didn't realize what King David say in the book of Psalm 119, I hide your word within my heart so that I won't sin against you. That guy has no desire to know God's word. He not only despised his firstborn right, he also despised God's word. He not only despised his father's blessing to his younger brother, he also despised God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Those who bless you will be blessed. Those who curse you will be cursed. Curse means using the word of your mouth, not to kill. Kill is even worse. You understand? That guy is a foolish man. That's why Paul, chapter 9, verse 6, live your simple way, man. Don't be keep on being a foolish man. And then you will live. When you live, walk in the way of understanding. Walk in the light. Don't kill people. Bless people. You know, it's very natural to say that, you know, you steal my blessing, I'm going to kill you. When I kill you, my father has only two sons. The blessing doesn't matter what, it still come back to me. He leaned on his own understanding, man. He has no brain. That guy never changed. I can see that. At the end of chapter 27, say the same second time. After the blessing, then Rebecca said to Isaac, her husband, I am disgusted with living. No point of keep on living now because of these two Hittite women. If Jacob took a wife from among the women of this land, from Hittite women like this, may my life will not be worth living. Listen to me, those people who are in the marriage age, don't ever try to marry a non-Christian. You're going to bring grief not only to the Heavenly Father, you bring grief to your parents. Oh, you know that guy, when he heard that, did he change? Take a look. Chapter 28, verse 6. He heard that. He know that. He know that his parents not happy with two of his wives. They say, you don't like these two wives? I'm going to marry a third wife. That guy, you know. Who is laughing? It's not funny. You know what? You're dragging him down. Hey, supposed to be through Isaac. That's what he can't. Esau was supposed to get blessing. At the end of the day, he didn't get blessing. Because he doesn't understand God's word. He has no desire to read God's word. At that time, there's no Bible. It's just the saying from his father, the saying from his mother, just a few sentences. He didn't care less. Verse 6, now Esau learned that Isaac has blessed Jacob and has sent him in Padan Aram to take a wife from there. He know what is right to do. Supposed to take a wife from Padan. But he didn't do it. Not that he didn't know. He didn't care less. And when he blessed him, he commanded him, do not marry a Canaanite woman. And that Jacob has obeyed his father. Circle the word, obey his father. That means obeys God. And mother, and obey his parents, and gone to Padan Aram. Verse 8. Esau then realized how displeasing the Canaanite women were to his father Isaac. So he went to Ishmael and married another wife. Another wife is the daughter of Ishmael. Ishmael didn't get blessing. You marry a daughter of Ishmael, how can you get blessing? Jean, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? What did I say today? Do not marry a non-Christian. Don't ever have this kind of thinking in your own mind. Okay? I say to my daughter, if you can't find a good one, remain single. It's okay. Serve the Lord and please him. Don't just say, oh, for the sake of marriage, I'm in a marriage age now. I got to get married. Then you are in deep trouble. keep your husband, do not obey God, how can you go to the church on Sunday? He's going to give you a hard time all the days of your life. Not only you don't marry a non-Christian, a husband, you don't even marry a man who doesn't know God's word, who claim himself to be a Christian. Don't marry a foolish man. And how can you obey a foolish man? He tell you to do things that's no good. Marry a spiritual man who know God's word, who love God's word, like Jacob. I know that when Jacob deceived his brother Esau for the firstborn right, and then later on he deceived his father Isaac for the blessing. If he has trust in God, he didn't need to do it. God will do it. But he used his own means to do God's way. So God disciplined him. God sent him to a man called Laban. Laban deceived him 10 times. He deceived his brother 1 time, he deceived his father 1 time, total 2 times. But God took him to his father-in-law and let him suffer 10 times. And he said, what have you done to me? I like that he said that. And then I say, what have you done to your brother? What have you done to your father? You know what I mean? And then another time, in chapter 37. And even his son, Judah, Reuben, all the other sons deceived him, saying that your son Joseph is dead. He was grieved. Don't deceive people. You deceive people, God gonna take you to Laban. He's gonna train you that you don't deceive people. You're gonna reap what you sow. He's gonna make you learn the lesson. You grab hold of your brother of firstborn right, the Lord trained him. Give back the gifts to your older brother to live at peace with him. Unfortunately, the Bible say he know how to give gifts to his older brother so as to appease him, but he did not know how to give gifts to God. So God allowed him to suffer so much that he's about to lose his life, to lose his entire family in Shechem. Then God appeared to him. Offer your gifts to me, build an altar, as you have said before, when I appear to you. Jacob has a long way to go. He knows how to please people now. Give gifts to his elder brother. But he forget that he make a vow to give gifts to God. 1/10, he didn't do it. Until he's about to lose his life, and God appeared to him, then he did it. Our Heavenly Father, we study your word, we study the life of these godly people and these wicked people, we know your will. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that is written in your word. Help us not to lean on our own understanding. Jacob deceived his older brother first, and then he deceived his earthly father, Isaac, and later on he deceived God too. Until he faced death, he turned around. That's why the Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one. The Bible tells us to repent and turn around. Like Isaac, like Jacob, and we'll be blessed. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the blessed word. Help us to hide it within our hearts so that we won't sin against you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.